dancing feet. Hi everyone, I'm your best friend, back in town again. Okay. Hi everyone.
The polls are getting tighter, y'all. Now I'm going to say a footnote right now, because a lot of you that listen to my show, you know that I don't believe in polls. I don't like polls. The majority of polls have always been proven wrong. But I'm saying this for one reason. Because the great Donald Trump is taking action. Because he loves those polls when they say he's winning. But the polls are getting tighter. And I'm not just talking about one. I'm not talking about two, three, four, five, six. I'm talking about up to 10 polls. And for those you MAGAs that are already going to yell out fake news, go ahead and look it up yourself. Don't take the great orange dictator to tell you that he's still leading, which in many cases he is, but it's a lot tighter now. President Joe Biden is gaining ground, and in some cases, he's getting up there above Donald Trump, slightly above, but I'm not going to get into statistics. I'm not going to get into certain polls. Look it up yourself. You'll see them. I think Newsweek just came out with a bunch of them in one story. You could look at it that way. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because I made a prediction, and the prediction is coming true. It didn't even really, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out. I had said Donald Trump is going to love the election. He's going to be quiet about the election. Of course, he's going to still keep talking about 2020. But until he starts dropping in the polls, he's going to start yelling out, corruption! And guess what he's doing? He calls the great Johnson to the Mar-a-Lago to kiss his, the Speaker of the House, to kiss the ring first, because he's not getting along with Marjorie Gangrene. And Johnson, went over there on his knees, and they started talking about how illegal aliens are jumping the gate, they're pole vaulting over the wall, and they're voting for Biden. This is what's happening. This is what these people are talking about. Holy macro, bizarre, bonkers. So Mr. Trump, he holds this press conference, total bonkers, with the Speaker of the House standing right next to him. And they're talking about how the illegal aliens are coming into our country and they're voting for Biden. And this started because the polls are getting tighter. This guy is starting to panic. And then his next phase is going to start being talking about voting ballot dumping, and he's doing the same exact thing that he did when he started in 2016, 2020, and now he's doing it again. And how does he get away with it? Because the MAGA cult believe every stinking word that comes out of his mouth. So here we go again. But this time he's got a little twist on it. Now illegals are crossing. They're swimming across the river and they're pulling out their fake ballots and voting for Biden. It's not even election day yet. My God. But anyways, it's just a sign that the great, wonderful orange buffoon, he understands that these polls are getting tighter and he's going to start stirring the pot. And he's doing it just like I predicted. Once again, who didn't predict this? But I don't put any value on any poll. It's 7 months away. This is going to be a very tight race. It's going to go to the finish line. And it's not going to happen until it happens in November. So, Donnie, stop it. Don't worry. Don't start freaking out. Do your election campaigning or whatever, your hate rallies. Continue to do that stuff and stop it with this nonsense.